Good morning, Exotica. This is Emily.
Hello, Emily. It's Charmaine.
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Okay, Emily, I have a strange request. I have a baby magpie that I've had for a couple of weeks now.
Right.
And it came in as absolutely emaciated. It was a body score of minus one.
Oh, goodness.
And I've managed to drag it through. And because I'm sort of now getting swamped with baby bats, I've found a woman who is the black and white coordinator for Wildcare called Crystal.
Crystal,
don't know what her last name is. She's willing to take on Maggie if I get it vet checked.
Just a fecal check?
Sorry?
Yeah, just need us to check its feces to make sure it's got no coccidia and stuff before she takes it.
Yeah, and I absolutely agree. I have not a problem in the world. She wants to go to the zoo, but the zoo people, since Danny left, they don't seem to have any bird people anymore. And I'd rather pay Vanessa and get an appointment to do a vet check. Would Vanessa be willing to do that?
She will happily just check it over. You don't need to pay, but she was not
in
Tuesday.
No. This is an appointment.
I'm just saying, Charmaine, because it's our duty of care to look after wildlife, we won't ask you to pay. She will more than happy, though, for you to bring it in and to have a chat with you and do a health check with you, but she won't take any money because that's just our duty of care.
You make it so difficult because, see, I would rather just pay you than go to the zoo. I would much rather make an appointment
like
a regular person.
I can do that for you. Vanessa will not accept any money.
God.
Yes, we said that you could donate to our chocolate fund, but she won't accept any money. But I'm more than happy to book an appointment for you. She's just not in until Tuesday.
Okay, well, that was about... this Crystal had so many requirements that she wanted me to do it. And I'm thinking...
She has her own birds, so that's why she's very particular.
And I'm thinking, the more I listen to this woman, the more I want her to take my bird. Because if she goes to Crystal, I know she'll be fine.
Yes, yeah, you know, Crystal is wonderful. She's a client here and also a very good wildlife carer that we have a lot of work to do with. She's very, very good, but she's got her own birds, so she's very particular about the health check screens before she takes in wildlife.
And I said, fine, I have not a problem in the world.
Yeah, no,
but I'm not going
wonderful.
To go to the zoo because, honestly, after Danny left, I don't know if you knew Danny Brown,
yeah,
but I had faith in Danny as far as birds went.
Well, he was mostly reptiles as well, so they have difficulty.
Yes.
A lot of our reptile carers have difficulty up there. But he's actually now helping out Wildlife Rescue Queensland occasionally.
I know, but you're around the corner from me and I know Vanessa.
Yeah. No, that's not a problem at all, Charmaine.
Okay.
So, yeah, Tuesday is when she's here.
And what time on Tuesday?
I could do 11:20 for you.
11:20 Tuesday, brilliant.
Yep.
And now, she wants a fecal check as well.
Yep, that's all right. We can do that.
I just stick in a puppy pad.
Well, we'll get a fresh one when she's here because the puppy pads will absorb a lot of the material that we actually need.
Okay, so what do I need to do to collect feces?
We will collect it when she's here because she'll keep pooping throughout transit, so you don't need to worry about that because we'll have a sample in the consultation time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Very good like that.
Okay. My baby bats wait until they've got new wraps and new mummy rolls and everything spotlessly clean, and then they shat all over the place.
Oh, very good.
Yes. Okay. 11:20 on Tuesday.
Yep. All right, Charmaine. We'll see you then.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
That's okay. Bye.